getting new details today from an OpenAI all-hands meeting where leadership doubled down on the push toward their enterprise business and an IPO. What does it mean? Kate Rooney has more in today's Tech Check. Kate?
Hi, Kelly. So that was the message from Fiji Simo. She is OpenAI's CEO of Applications. I spoke to somebody who was in the room at her employee all-hands last week. The source says that she really emphasized why their enterprise business is so important. This was two employees. She really tried to rally employees around that message. According to this person, Simo said that the opportunity is to now take ChatGPT's 900 million users, turn them into high compute users, and transform ChatGPT into a productivity tool. As part of that, OpenAI has been shifting its focus from some of the less profitable projects within the business. The Journal was first to report some of these details. Someone close to Sam Altman also tells me it does fit within his broader strategy for OpenAI. Enterprise and ChatGPT have had the most material impact on revenue ahead of an IPO, and OpenAI is going to need to prove more discipline, not just talk about it. And that is where CFO Sarah Friar is coming in. I'm told by sources she's been getting OpenAI ready to list as early as the fourth quarter of this year, discussing which GAAP metrics to use. We have reported she has been putting out a more defined infrastructure spend, $600 billion versus more than $1 trillion to investors. And then Friar also, I'm told, is beefing up the IR team. She hired Cynthia Gaylor, that's Morgan Stanley's former banker. She was the CFO of Dropbox, to really help get that message out to Wall Street, Kelly.